Sif didn't like to upset her nav computer charges. Somewhere deep in her core logic was a memory of her maker as a harried mother with little patience for her infant child. But communicating with ships while they were in slipspace was impossible. So there was no way for Sif to give them forewarning of the additional security measures Jalan al-Signi had imposed after the audit. From harvest.so.ai.sif to dcs.contents-under-pressure. Adhere to your new trajectory. Maintain required speed. All is well. To connect with Harvest, or any other planet, as it hurtled through the void, freighters needed to exit slipspace on the right trajectory, traveling at match speed. Harvest orbited Epsilon Indy at a little more than 150,000 kilometers per hour, faster than most UNSC worlds. Depending on the angle of its intercept vector, a nav computer might have to push its ship even faster than that to make the rendezvous. So the nav computers were understandably rattled when, immediately after exiting their jumps, Sif demanded they prepare to meet Harvest further along its orbit. Sif severed her connection to the freighter, contents under pressure, and answered another hail. Various parts of her mind were communicating with hundreds of freighters at once, assuring their simple circuits that the holds she was imposing were perfectly safe and legal. The same message over and over again. The algorithms that guided Sif's emotions advised her not to correlate repetition with annoyance. But her core couldn't help feeling a little vexed. The woman from DCS had insisted on double-checking the Argus and other data she collected from all freighters entering the system. Sif knew this was all part of her probation, that she needed to endure a little bureaucratic humiliation before the DCS would forgive her oversight. Fortunately, al-Signi was both polite and efficient, and turned around her sign-offs on Sif's surveys very quickly. But she was human and needed to sleep at least a few hours every day. That meant some freighters had to stick in holding patterns for quite some time, and this made their nav computers even more anxious. From harvest.so.ai.sif to dcs.thisendup. Attention, this end up. You must maintain required speed. Sif could tell this end up was still on the right trajectory, but it had begun to slow. The decrease was minor, less than 500 meters per minute, but any deceleration was unacceptable when the goal was keeping pace with a planet. This end up, can you hear me? Contact Harvest on any channel. But there was no response, and Sif knew the freighter would surely miss its rendezvous. She had just begun to contemplate the myriad of problems that could have caused this end up to lose its speed, when without warning, the freighter disappeared from her scan. Or more specifically, the single contact that was this end up suddenly turned into many hundreds of millions of smaller contacts. Or more succinctly, Sif decided, the ship blew up. She checked the time. It was well past midnight. As she initiated a comm with al-Signi's hotel in Utgard, she wondered if the woman was still awake. Good morning, Sif. How can I help you? Jalan al-Signi sat at her suite's desk. From the hotel's full-color feed, Sif could see the woman wore the same brown pantsuit from their previous meeting. But it looked perfectly pressed, and al-Signi's long black hair was tightly wound. Peering into the background, Sif noted that her bed hadn't been disturbed. Anything wrong? Al-Signi asked in a tone that confirmed her alertness. We've lost another ship, Sif said, beaming all the relevant data down her maser. She noted a fractional lowering of al-Signi's shoulders, a slight unclenching of her jaw. Far from being surprised, the announcement seemed to settle the woman, as if she'd been expecting the freighter's loss and had been waiting for Sif to relay the news. Name an itinerary? Jalan asked, her fingers reaching for her comm pad. This end up, Mars via Reach. There were more than 30 ships on proximate vectors, Jalan mused. She scrolled a finger slowly across the screen, trying to discover useful patterns in Sif's data. Why that one in particular? This End Up's manifest claimed it was carrying a Jotun prototype. Until SIFS Argus delivered its assessment of the expanding cloud of debris, she had no hard evidence this wasn't the case. Checking the data on other nearby freighters, she confirmed most were loaded with consumer goods. Some carried replacement parts for Jotuns and other farm machinery. But just as SIF was about to mention the Jotun prototype as the only significant difference between the various cargoes, she noticed something else unusual about the freighter. But then she saw Jalan's lips begin to move, and as protocol demanded, she held her virtual tongue. It was insolent and prideful to cut a human off, her algorithms reminded her. So SIF did her best not to feel miffed as Alcigny took credit for their shared realization. The woman's green eyes sparkled as she explained, "This End Up was the only ship with a captain, an actual human crew."